Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. Oh, what a joy it is to be able to come to the Word of God day by day, knowing that God wants to speak to us. He has many things to say to us. And so today, as we study His Word, we want to go to Him in prayer, invite Him to be among us. And I pray that you will just follow along with me and pray to the Lord yourself, ask Him to reveal His Word to you. We'll do this all in Jesus' name. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, we bless you. We thank you again for another opportunity to study your word. We are so grateful that you've given us life and breath. You sustain our lives. You teach us about yourself through your word by your Holy Spirit, guiding us into all truth and also empowering us to live according to that truth so that our lives will be pleasing to you. So we sit at your feet today, Lord, ready to learn from you and invite you once again to be among us. And we do so in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Witnesses Chosen Before of God. It's taken from the book of Acts chapter 10 and verse 41. The physician Luke wrote how two servants and a soldier of Cornelius went to Joppa to find Peter. After arriving at Simon's house where Peter was staying, they met Peter and convinced him to go see their master Cornelius. After entering Cornelius' house, Peter found many people gathered there. And Cornelius told Peter, "We all are here present before God to hear all things that are commanded you of God." Then Peter opened his mouth and said, "Of a truth I perceive that God is no respecter of persons, but in every nation that fears him and works righteousness is accepted with him. The word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. That word, I say, you know, which was published throughout all Judea and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. For God was with him, and we are witnesses of all things which he did, both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they slew and hanged on a tree. Him God raised up the third day and showed him openly." And in chapter 10 and verse 41 of the book of Acts, Luke shared how Peter spoke of Jesus saying, "Not to all the people, but unto witnesses chosen before of God," where we read, "Not to all the people, but unto witnesses chosen before of God, even to us, who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead." The verse begins, "Not to all the people, but unto witnesses chosen before of God, even to us." Luke began with the words, "not to all the people," which means no, and neither to each, every, the whole, and every one of the human beings, both male and female, but unto witnesses, or however, nonetheless, notwithstanding, and moreover, toward recorders and testifiers, chosen before of God, which means elected and designated beforehand in the presence of God the Heavenly Father, even to us, or indeed, and also toward us, Peter and the other disciples. Luke shared how Peter told Cornelius and the people in his home that God did not reveal Jesus to everyone, but to elected and specially designated people, which included himself and the other disciples of Jesus. The verse continues, "who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead." Luke added the words, "who did eat and drink with him," which means who Peter and the other disciples consumed and devoured food and drink with Jesus after he rose from the dead, or behind and post Jesus being raised and resurrected from the non-living, inanimate, non-breathing. Luke shared how Peter told Cornelius and the people in his home that he and the other disciples ate and drank with Jesus after he was resurrected from the dead. When we consider Luke's words in this verse, we learn how there existed selected and specially designated people to whom Jesus was to be revealed by the Heavenly Father. God chose Peter and the other disciples to openly display his son Jesus, and they were commissioned to carry on his message of the gospel when he went back to heaven. God continues to choose people today, and those who yield themselves to his son Jesus will be forgiven of their sins and granted everlasting life. Jesus is alive, and a personal relationship with him is available for everyone who believes in, trusts in, clings to, and relies upon him. Those who are wise will be one of the elect of God, and discover they are chosen when they submit to him. Next time, Luke shares how Peter tells Cornelius, "He commanded us to preach unto the people." So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.